This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's talk to B-Mac Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, NFL analyst for CBS. B-Mac, man, the countdown to the draft is on. I want to start with this Steelers visit with Shedeur Sanders. I will ask you two things. One, why now? Why not earlier? And two, do you feel like, what's the percentage that they would move to go get Shedeur Sanders if he is within striking range?
Well, I think the time, we're 2 weeks away from the draft, so you're trying to do as much due diligence as possible in understanding some of the prospects that you have high on your board. And it's clear that Shedeur is high on their board, even though we view Shedeur Sanders as a top 10 pick. But to your next question, if Shedeur happens to fall outside the top 10, if you're Pittsburgh, you got to find a way to package up a nice potential trade for a team that you can move up to go get Shedeur Sanders. Now, all of that is pertaining to if he falls outside the top 10. I don't think so, because I think if he's there at 9, I think the New Orleans Saints would draft him. But if the Saints did the unthinkable and drafted another position, if you're Pittsburgh, you got to find a way to make something happen and go get your quarterback of the future.
Yeah, man, it's a swap of basically you have to get from where they are using this nerd valuation system I found.
Nerds.
Brian, it's definitely going to be how you want to play it. It's going to be a first rounder this year and a second rounder and maybe more, or a first rounder and a next year's first rounder to move up if he is in that top 10.
Yeah, no question. Because the thing is about Pittsburgh, even if you sign Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers becomes the quarterback for this season, you're basically putting a Band-Aid on a injury that needs surgery. You still need a quarterback moving forward, because Aaron Rodgers probably won't be there in 2026. So if you're in this position, you got to go get your quarterback of the future and build around like you did years ago when you drafted Big Ben in 2004.
You like the Browns going back to Joe Flacco, one-year deal, $4 million. That comes down today. I mean, again, they got Kenny Pickett, whoop-de-doo. They got Joe Flacco, who did lead them to the playoffs. Deshaun Watson is rehabbing. What are the Browns thinking here, B-Mac?
You know what, Carl, Mike? Only the Browns know what the Browns are thinking. Come on, man. I mean, Joe Flacco was in the car pickup line a few years ago. You went and brought him in. He played pretty good football. He got in the playoffs. Joe Flacco, once again, in the car pickup line, and you gave him another one-year deal. So who's the starting quarterback for the Browns?
I have no idea.
Is it two-glove Kenny? Is it Joe Flacco? Either option you're not really excited about, especially when you're playing in the AFC North. So if you're Kevin Stefanski, now I'll say this, guys. They're in a very, very good position to get a young quarterback, but it seems like they're going to attack other positions. So I don't know what the Browns are thinking, but the Browns are doing what the Browns usually do, confuse all of the people on the outside looking in, because we have no clue about the direction and what they're trying to do, especially bringing in Joe Flacco along with Kenny Pickett, who they traded for weeks ago.
Thing is, man, you know, we're just trying to get rid of Kirk Cousins. You know, we just want to get rid of him. And the only way we see anywhere, any plan would be the Steelers, you know, not having to deal with Aaron Rodgers and who knows. And have you heard anything, by the way, about Aaron Rodgers? Anybody got any idea what this guy's going to do?
No. Only Aaron Rodgers knows what he's going to do. And he has two options. You play with Pittsburgh because that's the only team that wants you to be their day one starter, or you retire. So maybe he's kind of going through this back and forth process of, should I walk away from the game or should I give it one more time? But to your point, if Aaron Rodgers is not there, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you got to take a flyer at Kirk Cousins because the free agency market is very, very slim at the quarterback position. I, for one, thought Cleveland might take a chance on Kirk Cousins before signing Joe Flacco. I felt like that would make sense for both sides, for Atlanta and for Cleveland. But with them adding Joe Flacco, I think they would be out of the running of the Kirk Cousins situation regardless of what they do in the draft. So if you're Pittsburgh, I mean, you continue to wait on Aaron Rodgers. Think about this, guys. We're literally 2 weeks away from the draft. Pittsburgh don't have a quarterback.
Well, that's. I was going to ask you, Bryant, what, as a guy that played in that organization, I asked Carl this yesterday, when does the Steelers organization say enough is enough? And they say, oh, you know what? I know we've heard from some of the players, like, you know, like Hayward, but when do the Steelers say, that's it? I need a draw a line in the sand date. You're in or you're out.
That's the thing. But now it's like this, Carl, Mike, you waited this long. Mm-hmm. You might as well wait it out. Think about it. We're 2 weeks away from the draft. The Steelers, it seems like they put all their eggs in one basket. Now, does that basket have a bottom? Does it have a bottom? Because if it don't, all your eggs gonna fall through. And that is what we're waiting to see. Because you allow Justin Fields to leave for $30 million, two-year deal. That didn't make any sense. You allow Russell Wilson to leave to New York for basically $10 million with incentives. That didn't make any sense. Because you were putting all your eggs in one basket for Aaron Rodgers. So now, if Aaron Rodgers happens to say, you know what? I'm done. I'm walking away. It's been a great ride. What do you do now, Pittsburgh? Yeah. Now, you have no leverage at all.
Mm. Sounds like you're mad at Mike T. That's just me.
It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking with Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, as we get ready for the NFL draft, just less than 2 weeks away now, guys. And as we start to break down all of this stuff, I want to get your thoughts again. Has anything changed for you on these secondary guys? Now, look, I don't think we're drafting the corner or number one or our first overall pick, you know, whether we're at 15 or elsewhere in the first round. But has any of that changed for you as we get closer and closer? Because, again, you know, maybe you start to look a little closer at these guys and you go, all right, you know what, maybe this guy is a little bit better. Or is it simply about fit, B-Mac?
No, great question because, you know, I've been going back and forth as we get closer to the draft. My number one cornerback is Travis Hunter. Now, he's also the number one wide receiver. Yeah, Atlanta, you don't have a shot in getting Travis Hunter.
No.
That's not happening, all right? My number two cornerback, I know most of the consensus, they have Jahdae Barron from Texas. But for me, my number two is Maxwell Hairston from
Kentucky,
Mississippi.
Hairston?
I'm sorry, Kentucky.
Kentucky. Yes.
Trey Amos is at Mississippi. Maxwell played at Kentucky.
Yes.
I really love his game, man. He reminds me a little bit of Devon Witherspoon and how twitchy he is, his short area quickness. And, of course, he went to Indy and he stamped a high 4.2.
Mm-hmm.
He can really, really run. The issue for him, evaluating his 24 tape, it's a little difficult because he was dealing with a shoulder injury. But if you really want to see what type of player he is, go back to his 2023 season when he was healthy and just look at what he did. He is a very, very feisty corner, and he plays with a big man mentality. And he's fast, he's quick, and think about this, guys. He's battle-tested. He's played against the highs of the highs in terms of some of the wide receivers he's faced in the SEC. So that is like how I see my board. And if you have Jahdae Barron number two, I'm okay with that. You know, it's all about personal preference. But Maxwell is a guy who, number one, he will be a first-round pick. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him go in the high teens, in the early teens, because a lot of teams really have high value on him and what he can do for their organization.
See, that's the thing. That's why Carl always mocks me when I talk about these mock drafts, because depending on where you look, like the PFF nerds, they got him in the second round. And that's why it's hard for the fan to kind of, okay, is this guy going to be there? Because if he's there in the second round for the Falcons, that's perfect.
Nah, he's not going in the second round. No, that ain't happening. Matter of fact, I had a conversation with individuals I know from an NFC team, And he was basically talking about how their organization view him. And they have him as their number one corner on their board. And see, that's the thing. When you talk about these conversations, you know, one team might have Maxwell as the number three cornerback on their board. Mm-hmm. Another team might have Maxwell as the number two or number one. Mm-hmm. Years ago, remember when Devon Witherspoon went as high as he did to Seattle? I think he went top five.
Yeah.
That surprised everyone, but Seattle had him as their top corner on their board along with other organizations that were following Seattle. So that's the thing about the draft that I like. When you think you know what you're going to see, you don't know.
Yeah.
Maxwell can run, man. Mike and I, we've been talking about it. I saw the kid a couple of times. And you're right about the shoulder injury. It's funny because I had heard from folks at Kentucky, like, he's great, but his tackling needs to improve. But it gets back to the injury, doesn't it, B-Mac? Like, that is why maybe the tackling has been questioned, is because, hey, I was dealing with his shoulder. We'll see. Again, he's going to be at the top of the board. We're talking with Brian McFadden. A couple other things for you before we let you go, man, as we talk about the upcoming draft. I want to get your thoughts on these guys that are moving at the quarterback spot. We spent a lot of time on Shador and obviously Cam. Are you buying this wave of movement that we're seeing or at least hearing about for Jackson Dart? Do you think he is the third best quarterback in this draft?
I can say he is the third best quarterback, but there's a nice gap of separation between one and two compared to three.
Okay.
In my opinion. And see, the thing about this quarterback draft is only top heavy. Right. Mm-hmm. In terms of quantity, there's not a lot. There lies the opportunity for Jackson Dart. Now, one thing I'm not buying, and even if it's on the clearance rack, I'm not buying it. You're not going to sit here and tell me Jackson Dart is better than Shador Sanders.
No, I agree with that.
If you have Shador at year two, you're not going to tell me Jackson Dart is right there with Shador.
Yeah.
That's not the case. None. I'm not taking that.
Okay, well, wait.
Me personally.
I'm with you. Let me ask you this because we're running out of time. Where are you at on Jalen Milroe?
Jalen Milroe is a second-round type product, in my opinion, late second-round, best-case scenario. The issue for Jalen Milroe, and you guys watch a lot of SEC ball, he's too inconsistent. Mm. Like, Jalen Milroe is the type of player, when you watch him play, you need to have some garlic next to you because your blood pressure is going to go up and down, right? You praise him. Wow, Jalen, great job. Think about the Georgia game. Think about all the darts he was throwing in the Georgia game, the dimes. And then you go and look at what – against Vandy, Jay, what are you doing? What are we doing? Like, there are so many oh no moments with Jalen Milroe, and it really bothers you. I mean, it can really get under your skin. That's the issue. But in terms of athleticism, I'll tell you this much: if he goes into a great situation where he can get the best coaching,
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year.
Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Available. Just imagine, this is a hypothetical. The Rams, if Sean McVay gets his hands on Jalen Milroe in an ideal situation where he's not required to play his first year, he just sits, he learns from Sean, he learns from Matthew Stafford, understands the ins and outs of being a professional quarterback, and then from a year and a half, 2 years now, you give him the keys. That's a great scenario for a guy like Jalen Milroe, because he's going to get the proper coaching to be able to excel and be able to deliver consistency in the National Football League.
All right, man, we'll be watching these corners. Again, I got guys, Carl, that I say I could have in the second round, and then B says, not happening. So we'll see.
Maxwell?
Yeah.
Carl, Mike, Maxwell ain't going to be there in the second round.
Hey, by the way, you put any stock, I know we got a jet. Real quick, 30 seconds. Any stock in them going tackle? Or are they just simply talking to tackles because other teams will be other teams will be looking at the tackles?
Who, Atlanta?
Yeah, to protect Penix's blind side.
Listen, if Atlanta takes a tackle in the first round, I'm not a drinker, but I'll probably be drunk.
Oh, I agree.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.